We bring in Andy Hodges of HogCountryOnline.com. Andy, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, it's cold, and that commercial made me think about Wendy's chili, and I think that would probably hit the spot.
Is Wendy's not? It is good. I grew up. Whenever I first could drive, when I was 16 years old, 15, I had up my hardship. I would go through that Wendy's 99-cent value menu, and then in college, you could do the Wendy's 99-cent and get a student discount up there in Fayetteville. So I would crush
it. Wow. See, I got hooked on their chili years ago, and they look at me like I landed from Mars when it's the middle of July and it's 106 degrees and I'm ordering chili.
I was able to go to the Wendy's at college and get a number two, which was it's the double, with ketchup and mustard, and have that eaten before algebra started.
Yeah. Yeah, be ready to take a nap.
Exactly. Andy, Arkansas, one final non-conference tune-up this Saturday night before they open SEC play on the road at Texas A&M next Wednesday. Your thoughts?
It's going to be a good test for them because Northwestern State, I'm thinking back, Delaware State comes in, and they are a slow-it-down type team. They are going to want to run a half-court offense, slow everything down. So as Mike Anderson said at the press conference yesterday, the challenge is going to be for this team to be able to play at the tempo that they want to, at the up-tempo rate. It's going to require them rebounding, which looked good against Northwestern State last week. And they're going to have to avoid putting the other team on the line as much as they did against Northwestern State. But, you know, it is what it is with these long breaks between the games. Nobody likes it. But this is a challenge of a type team that they haven't faced much at all in this preseason. And it's the type team that they're going to see a couple of times in the SEC, I think, this year.
And you talk about that challenge. What Delaware State, so they like to slow it down. Do they have a big guy? Do they like to slow it down but still shoot up threes? What will be that challenge when they slow it down? What do they like to do on offense?
They just like to work a slow, methodical half-court game. You know, sort of the old now both of y'all may not be old enough to remember this, but the old Eddie Sutton type offense.
The flex.
Walk the ball up, get it across midcourt, and then figure out what you're going to do based on what the defense is doing.
Hey, come on now. I remember watching Slater Moe up and down the court.
There was coaches we had. We ran the flex. You had to pass it seven times before you could shoot.
Try 10 times.
And if you didn't, you were over there sitting with him. Didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going back to the way it was back when I played, which was in the short shorts and the tight short shorts.
Please don't give us that image.
Hey, you know, we all look good then. We were all skinny. I mean, now it would be a train wreck. But
No.
But now Delaware State, they don't shoot a lot of threes. They're not very good at shooting threes. They're 30%, which is not horrible, but it's not that great. They're not a very good free throw shooting team, 67.5%. And this is a team that, on the surface, Arkansas should be able to handle. They did beat Marshall last week, which was, I think, the only thing Mike Anderson knew about them. They beat Marshall last week, 53-51, and that's about the extent of what he knew about this Delaware State team. He could not name a single player on the roster.
Yeah,
that's one of those things, guys, that speaks a lot without saying a thing.
They, I guess, their best player who they had last year, Taj Tate. That's their guy, and like you said, he is not. He's only shooting 28%. From the three-point line, and he's averaging close to 16 a game. Just looking at this matchup, I mean, we should win by 20 points. And if we want to be who we want to be at Arkansas, we have to dictate the pace and not let them slow it down on us. We need to play our game, get them to have some turnovers, and get this game over with early because we look like a 20-point favorite. And just looking at the two teams.
Oh, at least. And Mike said something at the press conference that kind of flew by a lot of people, but I've said it since the beginning of the year, and it's the first time I've heard him say it. This Razorback team has the potential to beat anybody that they play. By the same token, anybody they play has the potential to beat them if they just go out and go through the motions some night. They could get beaten by anybody. So I think that's a telling thing, too. This team is one that has to go out, put forth the effort, which has not been a problem all year. I'm going to hasten to add that real quick. It hasn't been a problem all year with the effort, and I think this is one they should win. Ty Madden will be back. He rolled the good ankle last week against Northwestern. But I talked to Kai yesterday briefly. Both ankles are good. He should be back good to go. And that's somebody that Mike Anderson wants in the lineup because of his high basketball IQ.
And you say that this team can beat everybody, but it's also meaning that there's a lack of maturity when you say any team can beat this team. Do you think in any way they're looking forward to the January 9th matchup at Texas A&M and they're kind of tired of playing these so-called non-conference teams that they're supposed to blow out?
This is where I think, Matt, that the long period of time between games has worked in their favor. They're so tired of playing against each other, sometimes twice a day during all this break, during the holidays, that regardless of who the opponent is, they're not overlooking it because they're just so happy to play somebody in a different uniform.
Andy, when you look at this team, and is there one thing that Mike talked about in the press conference yesterday that he wants to see from his group of Razorbacks tomorrow during the game before they go on the road and start conference play?
Rebounding and create the tempo that they want, because this is really the first team that doesn't like to run the ball a lot, and this is a team that's going to try to slow it down. Delaware State would be happy if the score stayed in the 50s or the 60s. Now, this is the type of team that, with the talent mismatch, Arkansas should be able to control the board. This team doesn't have rebounding numbers that just jump out at you as being that spectacular. They're only averaging 32 rebounds. They're averaging getting out rebounded by 4 rebounds a game. And you go back and you look at their entire schedule, they really, they played Northwestern, they played Penn State, Pitt, and Maryland. Those were really the only teams that they played, and they were not in any of those games. Well, Penn State, they kept it within 4, but I think that was a late run.
Yeah, as far as the matchup, I see Kendall Gray has 38 blocks on the year. He's averaging 3.5 blocks a game. If I was a big guy, Hunter Mickelson, Marshawn Powell, I would be trying to take the ball to him because you know he's going to be trying to block the ball and get to the free throw line. That is the one thing I want to see us do, especially our bigs, is be aggressive and get to the free throw line. I believe every time I look up, we're getting the other team's getting 10 to 15 more free throw attempts than we are.
Well, that's another thing that Mike pointed out, is that Hunter Mickelson is becoming more aggressive down low, and we've seen that over the last few games. Every game, Hunter has gotten more and more physical down low, which is something that they've been trying to get done. And Marshawn Powell's sudden emergence as a shooter from outside has opened up the inside for Hunter, and with his aggressiveness, it's created a different-looking Hunter Mickelson this year.
Andy, thanks for the update on basketball. Let's turn to football. Tim Horton been named tight ends coach at the University of Auburn. Who do you think Brett Bielema will complete his staff with there at Arkansas?
I don't know. I do know this. Tim Horton was never offered a job on this staff. There was never an offer made to Tim Horton. Now, maybe they talked about it, and maybe there was no offer made because they didn't think he was ready to accept it. I don't know those details, but there was no offer made for him on this staff. Hey, after hiring Randy Shannon, I guess let's go look at what position is left to fill.
Well, you could fill tight ends,
special teams. If
he's not going to have a special teams
committee
coordinator,
yeah,
he's going to do that by committee. But I guess it would be a tight ends coach.
Who's the best tight ends coach out there, or who, do we – are we not thinking about this out there? Because Randy Shannon did not cross my mind as a position coach. He did cross my mind as a possibility for defensive coordinator. He did not cross my mind after the defensive coordinator position was filled. And I shot Michael Irvin a text once I heard about Randy Shannon getting the job. Irvin played with Shannon at Miami, and then for 2 years that Randy was with the Dallas Cowboys. And he said Dudley is going to do a great job.
Dudley's going to do a great job.
Well, see, Irvin always called Shannon Dudley Do Right.
Yeah.
Because Shannon was the guy with the herd of renegades that they had that came up from Miami.
Right.
Shannon was the one that they called for, as the designated driver. Because they could always get a hold of him because he'd be home at 8 o'clock at night. And he would come pick them up when they got stranded somewhere and didn't need to be driving, which was rare for a Dallas Cowboy, by the way.
Yeah, but I tell you what, boy, that hire sounds so much better now that you say that.
Randy Shannon, if you remember, guys, back in 2010, the flap over the agent at
yes.
the University of Miami.
Yes, Nevin Shapiro.
All right, Devin Shapiro, in the report that was made from the investigation to Donna Shalala, the only person on the Miami campus that recognized what Shapiro was early and told his assistant coaches if any of them were found having anything to do with him, they would be fired on the spot, was Randy Shannon.
Yes, we have been told that once before.
And he warned his players to stay away from him. Randy Shannon is a stand-up, straightforward guy. And he demands the same thing of his players, and they have the respect for him that they do it. You just didn't hear a lot of problems at Miami while Randy Shannon was down there.
Andy, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see you guys.